So if you're looking to do more advanced sailing trips, I would definitely suggest listening to episode 55, 56, and 57. And that is specifically why I have added them to this particular playlist for the advanced sailor, because they touch on chartering and specifically looking at choosing your destination, picking a charter company, collecting quotes, and so much more. Hey there, and welcome to Your Pocket Sailing Instructor, the number one educational podcast all about sailing. I'm Penny Caldwell, and I have been a sailing coach for over 25 years now. I'm here to help you reach your sailing goals. Whether you're looking for gear reviews, safety tips, or just some fun sailing stories, this podcast will have it all. Your Pocket Sailing Instructor is an educational and fun podcast all about things sailing. I plan on releasing weekly episodes every Monday to help you start off your week on a high note. So grab your coffee and join me for your weekly dose of all things sailing. Hey everyone, hope you're having a great week. Welcome to another episode of Your Pocket Sailing Instructor. I'm Penny. I am very excited to have you joining me this week. If you are new to the podcast, welcome aboard. Thank you for joining us. And if you have been listening for a while, well, thank you so much for your support and for sticking around and listening to all my episodes. I really appreciate it. I would also like to give a shout out to my patrons. For those of you who are new to Patreon, welcome aboard. I have a whole bunch of new members this week because I am doing a bit of a membership drive. So welcome to Stuart, Graham, Josh, Leanna, Robert. Who else do we have here? Stephanie and Steven. So a whole bunch of new members. Thank you so much for joining us. Those of you who are not familiar with Patreon, it's a membership-based website where you can support me directly for as little as $3 a month. And you can check that out. I will give you information further on in the episode. So this week is going to be a little bit of a shorter episode, potentially. I always say that and I kind of go on for a little bit, but my intention is for it to be a little bit of a shorter episode. I am preparing for a family trip to Hawaii, and we are very excited to be heading off on a bit of a family vacay. It has been a pretty dreary February, so looking forward to that change of pace. So what I have for you today is I actually have a curated list of episodes for you to listen to depending on where you are in your sailing journey. So at this point on the podcast, I have put out about 70, 75 episodes or so, and there's a lot of really good information in those earlier episodes that I wanted to highlight for some of you. So especially if you are new to the podcast, or even if you have listened to it before, it might be beneficial for you to head back and listen to another episode again, because I try to jam pack a lot of information into them. So sometimes listening to something two or three times will be helpful. So that's my goal, is I'm basically going to go through some options here of, depending on where you are in your sailing adventures, give you an idea of some of the different episodes that you might want to download. All right, so we are going to start off our list here with episodes for new sailors, or for those of you who potentially have not been sailing for as long. I have a pile of episodes that are related to new sailor content just for you. So here is kind of my hit list of the ones that I think would be beneficial for you to head back and have a listen to. So episode number 19 is, which sailing course do I take? So this is a great one to start with because it will give you kind of a breakdown of the different types of courses that you might find when you are researching sailing lessons and how to learn how to sail. And so the idea with this episode is to help guide you through the process of selecting the right course that is right for you, depending on what your sailing goals are. So that would be episode number 19. So one of my earlier episodes. And the next one after that is, I would say, number two. Episode number two is new sailor sailing gear. Do I really need that? So a lot of times when we start off on a new adventure, a new sport, a new hobby, whatever it might be, sometimes you get wrapped into some of the shiny things that you think, oh, I need to buy this or I should get that. And it can be a little overwhelming. So this whole episode is dedicated to kind of narrowing down some of the things that you might want to think about purchasing as a new sailor. So do you need to really get those fancy sailing boots? Should you get a pair of fancy sailing gloves? Do you need to have your own inflatable PFD, and so on? So I touch on all of those different aspects of being a new sailor and what are some of the key pieces of equipment that you might want to invest in, and potentially some of the areas where you could save a bit of money and not necessarily invest right away in a particular piece of equipment. So that would be episode number 2, which is all about gear for a new sailor. Episode number 22 is my top 5 seamanship skills to master. So one of the things that I really talk about a lot on this podcast is seamanship skills. And what the heck are those? So seamanship skills are really all the variety of tools and technical abilities, physical abilities, mental abilities, all of these different things that you bring to the table as a sailor, whether you're there as a skipper or a crew, or maybe you're just there to observe, hanging out with friends, whatever. You want to have kind of some core skills and abilities to really bring your sailing to the next level. So that is your seamanship toolbox, I like to call it. And one of my goals when I'm out sailing a lot of the times is to have an uneventful sail. And people think, oh, that sounds kind of boring. But I don't mean a boring sail. I mean an uneventful sail. I mean a sail where whatever is thrown my way, whether it's Mother Nature giving me the weather I was not expecting, or I have some sort of piece of equipment fail on the boat, I have the abilities and the techniques and the skills to take care of whatever it is that's thrown my way. So that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about seamanship skills. It is your resilience on the boat, your ability to overcome things, and your ability to have the correct training or mindset, I guess you could say as well, that enables you to get through whatever you need to get through on the boat. So that's what I mean when I talk about an uneventful sail. I don't mean definitely a boring sail. None of my sails are boring. I don't think there's any such thing as a boring sail. It's always fun when you're out there. But an uneventful sail is meaning that you have managed to tackle or overcome any kind of roadblocks that have been brought up along the way. So that is episode 22, which are the top 5 seamanship skills that I think you should definitely master and focus on. The next one is number 20, and this one relates kind of back to which sailing course should you take. So you've determined which sailing course you want to take. Now, episode 20 is going to walk you through how to prepare for your course. So what types of things should you bring with you? What can you expect from your course? How to dress appropriately for the weather? All that kind of stuff that kind of gets you ready for your particular course. So that is episode 20. Episode 27 is how to be a prepared sailing crew. So in this case, potentially you've completed a course, or maybe you've just started sailing, you've gone out with a few different people, and people are starting to ask you to come out on the boat more often. So what you want to do is you really want to kind of present yourself and prepare yourself for being helpful on the boat and ready to be out on the boat. So this particular episode really focuses on what are some of the key aspects that you can work on to be ready and to be prepared to be helpful while you're out on the boat as a crew member. So that is episode number 27, how to be a prepared sailing crew. Now, episode 26 is interesting, and I put this in the new sailor category because I do get a lot of sailors who come and take my courses specifically because of this reason. And this one is all about sailing with your spouse. So this one is always a bit of a entertaining kind of topic, and I get a lot of feedback on this topic. But sometimes sailing with your spouse can be a little challenging depending on personalities, depending on when and how your spouse learned how to sail, depending on how comfortable they are out on the boat. They might end up being a little, I don't want to say agitated, but maybe a little more vocal or animated. let's say, than they normally would be on other things in life. So this particular episode kind of talks a little bit about sailing with your spouse and some of the things that you should discuss beforehand, some of the expectations that you should lay out when you are sailing with your spouse, and just to give you some ideas of ways to communicate effectively and how to work as a team while you're out on the boat so that you don't end up in a situation where you are getting off the boat and promising to never sail together again, because that, I think, would be not a great situation. I would really hope that sailing becomes something that both of you can do together. And really, a key part of that is just figuring out how you each communicate and making sure that you are each respectful of each other and that you have expectations determined and kind of everybody kind of knows what their role is or kind of what how they can be helpful on the boat. So that's the idea with that episode. That one is episode number 26. And the final episode that I put in here, which is something that you can start learning about this or reading about it at any point in your sailing journey, but it's episode number 44. And this one, I called it Don't Be a Jerk. It's all about boating etiquette. So there are some little things around the boating community where it's just kind of general purpose etiquette as far as what to do when you get on somebody else's boat, what type of clothing is appropriate or inappropriate, mostly footwear in that case. But so this episode touches on some of the different aspects of boating etiquette and some things for you to be aware of, especially as a potentially a newer sailor or someone who is newer to the boating community. The worst part or the worst thing would be for you to be caught off guard if you're heading over to somebody's boat. So the idea with that episode number 44 is to give you a little bit of an idea of expectations when you are heading out on somebody else's boat. I just want to do a big shout out to my patrons, a big thank you to Chris, Sarah, and Emma, who have recently joined us and who are making these episodes possible. For those of you who are not familiar with Patreon, it is a way to support content creators like myself through a subscription. So for as little as $3 a month, you can support my little podcast and help me reach more people and to keep new exciting episodes coming your way. Check it out today at patreon.com/yourpocketsailinginstructor. That's patreon.com/yourpocketsailinginstructor. I so appreciate all of your support. Now let's get back to our episode. So that is my list for the new sailor. So the next list that I've put together here is more for somebody who is a boat owner, potentially maybe new to owning your own boat. And so this playlist is geared towards, somebody who has their own boat, who is potentially doing some of their own maintenance, who is looking for what types of things they should watch out for on their boat as far as maybe standing rigging failures and all that kind of thing. So this is kind of the next step from there. So you've taken your courses, you've done a bit of sailing, now you've decided, you know what, this is really something I enjoy. I want to get my own boat and I want to get into my own type of sailing. So one of the first episodes here that I have is number 52, and this one is all about keel types. So different types of keels and how the boat will respond based on the type of keel that the boat has. So this is probably more for somebody who hasn't potentially purchased their boat yet, but even if you have, this episode will give you an idea of how a boat will handle based on the type of keel that you have for the boat. So that is episode number 52. The next episode that I have here is number 28, and this episode has been really, really popular. It's called How to Be a Prepared Skipper. So this episode, like I had in the last list, How to Be a Prepared Crew, is the same idea, but it is geared more for the skipper. So what types of things should you have organized on your boat when you are having new crew come and join you on the boat? So it could be someone who has sailed with you before, It could be someone who has never sailed with you. And so what are the things that you want to establish? What are some of the good habits that you want to put in place? What are some of the seamanship skills that you want them to have? What are some of the safety things that you want them to know about? What is the culture that you want to develop on the boat? So there are a lot of different aspects, in my opinion, of being a really good skipper. And it's something that doesn't happen overnight. It's something that every time you head out on the boat, you learn something new and you start to think, oh, okay, you know what? Next time I head out, I'm not going to do this. Or next time I'm going to do this again or whatever. So the whole idea with this episode 28, is to kind of give you an outline and some different ideas of how you can be a prepared skipper so that you have, again, an uneventful sail. You have a lot of fun. Maybe you're heading out for a race, so everybody's working together, the equipment's in good shape, the crew's in good spirits, and everybody knows what they're doing, and everything just runs really smoothly. So that has been a really popular episode for most people. Another really popular episode is episode number 12. So episode number 12 is called Crew Dynamics. And in this episode, I start to explore a bit about how to select your crew and what are some of the things that you want to think about as a skipper when you are bringing crew onto your boat. So what are some of the skills that you want them to have ahead of time? What is the mindset that you want them to have? Do you want somebody who is really coachable, or do you want somebody who already knows everything? So just some different things to think about when you are putting together your crew. And this is especially key when you are looking at doing overnight passages or longer passages where you are going to be around these people and you're in a pretty confined space. Doesn't really matter what kind of boat you're on. Even, you know, I've been on 50-foot boats. After a while, they start to feel pretty small. So regardless of the size of your boat, you do need to do your homework and try to make sure that you are balancing the personalities and the characters that you will be having out on the boat with you. So that is episode 12, which is about crew dynamics. And I also just put out a brand new episode number 65. It's called Crew You, How to Solve Your Crew Issues. And that one kind of talks a little bit more about conflicts between the crew. So the first one I would listen to would be specifically around crew dynamics and how to understand the type of person that you want to recruit to have on your boat. And then from there, the other episode, episode number 65, is more about deconflicting when you have conflicts on board the boat. So the next episode I would suggest as a new boat owner is number 53, which is all about crew overboard procedures. So I talk about crew overboard equipment. What types of things should you have on the boat with you, or in my opinion, that you should have on the boat with you. I talk about a crew overboard procedure that we teach at the basic level, the day sailing level, and we use it all the way up to the offshore level. It's just a crew overboard maneuver that seems to work really well. It's not overly complicated. Everybody can kind of sort it out. There are several different methods that you can do for crew overboard, and I definitely suggest that you learn more than one. But to start off, definitely take a look at this particular method called the triangle method or figure eight method. It's had a few different names over the years. But episode number 53 is all about crew overboard maneuver techniques, ways to get people back onto the boat, things to think about as well if you do have a crew overboard situation, because unfortunately, the fact that somebody is in the water is just the beginning of your problems. You have to figure out how to get back to them. You have to figure out how to get them onto the boat. You have to figure out what to do with them once they're on the boat. Are they injured? Are they hypothermic? Are they unconscious? So the actual maneuver itself, ideally, you make this like it becomes second nature. You should know this maneuver inside and out, because unfortunately, you're going to have a lot to think about once you get back to the person and you get the person back up into the boat. So definitely a maneuver, a seamanship skill that I think you should definitely master as a skipper and as a boat owner is a crew overboard maneuver. The next episode here I have is also really popular, is number 47, and it's all about docking. So 47 is the basics of docking, basically talking about different docking scenarios that you might get into, different dock lines and equipment that you should think about having on your boat. And I am working on another episode that's going to talk specifically about single-handed docking, as well as what to do if you have one, two, or three crew. And in my opinion, where you might think about putting these people on your boat when you're docking. So the next episode is a little bit more about boat maintenance specifically. So episode number 34 is all about boat winterizing. So when it comes time for you to put your boat away for the winter, what are some of the things that you need to think about and look at to make sure that your boat is put away all snug as a bug in a rug and you're not going to end up with a nasty boat in the spring? So that's episode 34. And then episode 51 is kind of a follow-up to that. And that is your spring maintenance checklist. So in that case, now it's time to start getting the boat ready to be put back into the water, ready to launch again, or ready to start your sailing season again. And what are some of the things that you want to take care of and think about when it's time to launch the boat again and get sailing again? So that was episode 34 for winterizing and episode 51 for spring maintenance. A couple more here. So episode number 3 is safety first, all about safety gear. So what kind of safety gear do you need? So this is a really great episode because there are pieces of safety gear that are required by law for you to have on your boat. So I encourage you to take a look at that list. And then there's also a lot of safety gear that is recommended for you to have on your boat. So interestingly, here in Canada, a first aid kit, for instance, is not mandatory for you to have on a boat, but it makes a lot of sense for you to have a first aid kit on the boat. So little things like that. So that episode is all about listing off some of the different safety gear. I talk about how to store the gear, how to access the gear, how to check it to make sure that it's still in good working order. And I also talk a little bit about when you should think about replacing the gear or upgrading the gear. So that is episode number 3, all about safety gear. And then finally, I have episode number 7, which is day trip planning. So if you are new to boat ownership and you are starting to explore the areas around you, congratulations, it's very exciting. And what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to think about some different day trips that you might want to take from your marina or your anchorage or wherever you're located. So this episode here, number 7, is all about how to create a day trip plan. What are the things that you want to include in your plan? How do you write it up? How do you follow it? Who do you get to follow the plan? What happens if you don't check in when you say you're going to check in and all that kind of stuff? So that is episode number 7, day trip planning, things to consider. All right, so my final playlist here for you guys is the Advanced Sailor playlist. That's what I'm calling it. Doesn't necessarily need to be advanced, just this is more for somebody who has been sailing for a while, somebody who is looking to do longer distance sails or maybe overnight sails or starting to explore new areas where they've never boated before. So this would be kind of the playlist that I would suggest for you. So my first episode here is number 64 and it's called Sailing Han Solo. I'm funny. So sailing solo, all about some of the tips and tricks and things to think about when you are sailing by yourself. So I talk about some of the benefits. One of the biggest benefits is not having to worry about crew, not having to wait to have somebody else's schedule line up with yours to head out sailing. So a lot of times I end up going out by myself just because I decide at the last minute, you know, it's a beautiful day. There's a nice wind out there. I'm just going to head out for a sail. So to be able to have that level of comfort with your boat is really key. And sailing solo is really, really fun. So I just did that episode and that's number 64. The next episode is number 65, and I mentioned this one already, but it's called Crew You, How to Solve Crew Issues on Your Boat. So this case, you are potentially out on a longer trip or an overnight trip or maybe a race or there's some sort of added level of stress potentially or kind of different level of energy going on the boat and you are starting to get into some crew issues, some personality conflicts, some idea conflicts and stuff like that. So this episode is all about some of the different strategies and things to think about when you are trying to have your crew work together and you're trying to work through some of those potential crew personality conflicts or differences that you might see, especially when you are on the boat for a longer period of time. One of the things that I talk about is, you know, the little things that we tend to ignore or that we might think are not as trivial when they first come up. Those are the types of things that you want to jump on right away, because by day five or six, those little things end up turning into pretty big things, and it can really have an impact on the overall performance of the boat and the overall mood and culture on the boat. So that is episode number 65. Number 45 and 46 are all about anchoring. So 45, I talk about how to anchor like a boss and how to make sure that you are setting your anchor correctly so that you are not the one who is waking up in the middle of the night with somebody yelling that you're dragging anchor and you're about to crash into them. That's not what you want to have happen. So in this case, this episode is all about the steps, the procedures, the equipment, how to check things, how to make sure that your anchor is set properly, and so on. And then episode 46 is all about anchoring with multiple anchors and some of the more advanced anchoring techniques. So again, if you are looking at doing longer trips, if you are looking at doing chartering and you're thinking of heading to multiple anchorages, this would definitely be an episode that is beneficial for you to listen to both of those episodes, starting off with number 45 and then moving on to number 46. Now, number four is all about off-season training. And I included this in this playlist specifically because as an advanced sailor or as someone who is sailing for a longer amount of time, I think one of the things that is key for you is to continuously challenge yourself and to look for new ways to challenge what you already know and to expand what you already know. So one of the things that I like to do, and I've done a few episodes about some of my plans, for instance, what my training plan is for the upcoming year and so on. And one of the things that I like to do is I like to sit down and have a look at some of the different aspects around boating and sailing and take a look at where I want to improve some of my skills. And there are a lot of different things that you can focus on the off season, whether you're, you know, learning about your specific GPS system or you're working on some chart work. There are a lot of different things that you can dig into in the off season. So that would be episode number four. It really focuses on some of the things that you might want to dig into and think about learning in the off season when you're off of the boat. Episode number 10 is foul weather gear selection. And in this episode, I talk about some of the different foul weather gear that I've used over the years, but even more importantly, how I go about determining which foul weather gear is right for me. So I have some different tips on how you would actually try on the gear and what you should wear while you are trying on the gear, you know, doing stuff like squats and going upstairs and all that kind of stuff. It sounds kind of funny, but you want to make sure that it's really comfortable gear for what you need to do. So this particular episode is all about foul weather gear because foul weather gear is quite expensive and it is an investment in my opinion. I'm not somebody who buys gear every year. I get my foul weather gear, I think maybe every 5 to 10 years, ideally. So it can be a big purchase, but it is something that you want to make sure that you are comfortable in and that you know what to look for in really good quality gear. So from there, I actually have a couple of series of episodes that I did that I would also suggest for the more advanced sailor. So one of them is all about it's called the sail series, I called it. and basically I walked through different things to think about when you are looking at your sails. So it could be you need to purchase new sails and you want to have a look at you know, what types of things should you look at for your sale to know when you need new sales? And then also I started diving into how to do your own DIY sale maintenance. So if you have issues with your sale, how to fix minor issues, and then also when to think about having a sale maker involved or how to even find a sale maker and what types of things that you want to ask them specifically. So I have four episodes. They are episode 59, 60, 61, and 62. Those are all about sales and all about prevention and basic maintenance, DIY repairs, finding a sale maker, how to do measurements and all that kind of stuff. So I would suggest those episodes. And then the last series of episodes I would suggest as well for someone who's looking for more advanced sailing would be my chartering series. So this series specifically kind of revolved around a chartering trip I did to Croatia. But it could really be anywhere. And basically it's episode 55, 56, and 57. And it's all about chartering. So choosing your destination, collecting quotes, which charter company to go with, how to do your provisioning and your trip planning and your check out and check in procedures. So that is another episode that I think would be really beneficial for someone who is looking to get into chartering and doing more advanced sailing types of trips. All right, so I'm going to wrap it up here. And as I suspected, this was not a shorter episode. It was my standard 30-minute length. But hopefully you found this information helpful. And hopefully it will give you a little bit of a roadmap to head back through some of the previous episodes to kind of listen to them in these particular orders, just to have a kind of a refresher or to get some new ideas depending on where you are in your sailing journey. So some upcoming things I have going on, pretty exciting. I have a 10-knot challenge that I'm going to be launching soon. So I will definitely keep you guys posted about that. And I also have some updates about my little sailing school and my plans for the summer. So I will keep you updated about that as well. And as usual, please do head over to sailnelson.com and sign up for my newsletter, and also patreon.com/yourpocketsailinginstructor. And that's Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N. If you are interested in supporting me directly and helping this little podcast reach more people, I would greatly appreciate it. And one of the best ways you can do that is either through Patreon or by leaving me a review and sharing it amongst your friends. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I look forward to talking with you again next week when I'm in Hawaii. Bye.